I'm Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and I have a special guest tonight, Danyon Brinkley. How are you, Danyon?
I'm fabulous, Eva.
You're a mess, you know what?
Pretty mess yourself, Eva.
I love you, buddy. How are you?
Life is good.
So, Danyon, tell me what's on your plate today. There's always something different.
Okay, let's see. We already been through the fact that you don't die. We already know that there's Danyon.com. We already know that the world is coming to an abrupt change in perspective. And we all know that we have to stop worshiping fear as the biggest crisis that we have. To stop worshiping fear and to take whatever it is that we are frightened of one step at a time and eliminate it from our lives.
How do you do that,
Danyon? And gas prices. I think your gas will go to over $200 a barrel. And I was thinking it through when I was driving home today, that at $200 a barrel, what would gasoline cost? You know, and what would the world be doing? Those were my two subject matter.
Well, I'd like to know what you think about this. I've actually been thinking about that gas thing a lot, too, and it's interesting whether it's mass consciousness or whether it's the powers in control. You know, the mystics have said for a long time we're running out of fossil fuels. And if you don't stop it yourself, then consciousness will stop. The earth will stop it because it can't do it anymore, you know. So it made me think, you know, that the car entities have crashed for a reason because they can't go on anymore, and rather than doing it step by step over the past decade like we should have, consciousness crashed it so that we would be forced to take a change. What do you think?
Well, I'm certainly assured of that, but when I look at it, first, Eva, I always look at the spiritual side because I have those boxes of knowledge from Saved by the Light, the original near-death experience, quote-unquote, vision of the future. And it goes to around 214. So I missed a couple. I mean, I believe that spirit has a free will as a part of it, and nothing is carved in stone. And I might have missed 2 out of 90. But when you look at this, the driver is we're running out of fossil fuel, but where are the largest reserves? And when you look at the largest reserves, what drives the consumption of fossil fuel? Yes, it's outdated. But when you take into consideration that an automobile gas engine that you have in your car is only 20% efficient, that means there's 80% efficiency potential, and let's say 72% efficiency potential of the engine that we have. So in theory, a six-cylinder engine with 250 horsepower would get 50 miles to a gallon of gas just by making the combustible nature of the internal chamber more effective and efficient. And now that is how to expand the hydrogen molecule. But
yep.
When I look at it from this way, the largest oil reserve that's left on the earth, other than the Middle East, is the one off of Brazil and Pennsylvania.
Really?
Oh, Pennsylvania has one of the largest oil reserves in the world.
I didn't know that.
So why do we not tap it? Because someone in greater power is controlling and manipulating the value of oil, and then controlling and manipulating world situations and world scenarios that affect the price. The OPEC said a month ago it was going to $75 a barrel. Well, if it's going to $75 a barrel and OPEC says that, then it's not really based on some constructive model. It's based on a price at where as where they think the recession is over and that people's need to get out and work is more desperate, so they would pay for the gas. You know, it's hard to believe that people conspire in such a Machiavellian perspective as that, but it is the truth. Our job is to quit worshiping fear, because all this stuff drives fear. I mean, that's what has to happen. And in this latest book that Kat and I have written, The Secrets of the Light, we try to take all that cosmic stuff and frame it in a way you can look at it. And it breaks the perspective down into the fourfold path. What we think is, based on watching the near-death experience and watching three of them up close and personal, and maybe studying another 1,000 cases over the last 31 years, that there are structures about the other side, the world after this one, that empower our understanding and our ability to grow on this side of the veil. And since we're here, I figured that that's the most important.
Where do you think, I look at it energetically as like a scales of justice, and that they're either balanced or they're not, and I think we're either balanced negatively or balanced positively, and whichever way we are in the next few months, I think will determine where we're going to be in the next few years. Where do you think we are?
Okay, according to that question, I'm agreeing with you. There is absolutely no question that from a spiritual, ethereal, mental, emotional, and political point of view, the destiny of the salvation of our nation is the 2010 midterm elections and the issues brought forth in the campaigns.
Okay.
This is, okay, I believe a third party will rise. I believe that there'll be more psychic people. People will become more mediumship, that the intuitive and empathic pathways will open. People will also care more about their neighbor. And it's a surprising thing, Eva, that it's not something they're thinking about. It's part of that cosmic movement that's coming through the universe at the end of this cycle, like the Mayan calendar in 2012. But it's just a astrophysical movement that affects us emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And so people will begin to perceive this. And as this starts to happen, a revolution in video video picture phenomena, and video voice phenomena and audio voice phenomena because of the digital age. The spiritual world can harmonize with this particular dimension if it has a set of frequencies it can operate within. When we communicated and transmitted through analog, until computers came along, it's analog, AM, amplitude modulation, and frequency modulation. Now that it's digitally compressed information, it functions at a single harmonic. Well,
what does that mean to us?
It means that because of what's happening right now in the 2010, like you said, the next few months are going to determine the next couple of years. Well, hell, 2012 is the end of the Mayan calendar for the United States, quote-unquote, because we will have elected a new president. We will have kept the one we have, or we will have elected a new president by December the 21st, 2012. Now, for the Mayan calendar in its spiritual context, for people who doubt that that mythology could possibly exist, just think of what I just said. And the run-up to the midterm to the election of the next president will be how active we as spiritual beings, what our issues are in the midterm election, which is a year, who we elect, and the policies that lead up to the second half of the Obama presidency. These issues will determine where we go and who we are and what we're supposed to do, because it is just like you said, this is really happening, everybody. And if it's really happening, lose the fear. And you go to the base, this is what Kat and I thought, Eva. You go to the basics. What's it all about? It's all about love.
Yeah.
That's all it's about. And no matter how wars and all of that stuff, women can stop wars. Men can't stop them. Women can stop them. Okay? So it's all about that perspective that we all take on about what we're going to change. In losing the fear, everything is about love. All of our existences and interactions that drive human consciousness are based on relationships. No concrete anything but the evolution of relationships. And when people understand that, then in relationships you can see from the next door neighbor to your relationship with the person in the mirror to relationship with a nation. We can look at all those things and see that it's really about love and appreciation for that. And then the next thing, it's about belief. This is the greatest crisis. This is what Kat and I tried to explain in the book so people get it. The next biggest crisis is somewhere along in religions and governments and institutions, someone got us to believe that we could not take care of ourselves, number one. And number two, our love had no value until someone else believed in it. That we have created some insane consciousness that until someone returns our love or says thank you, our love doesn't really have any value to us. Well, that is insane. That place right there, wherever we are in our lives, we deserve to be there if this is what we think. No doubt. Okay, because we have to believe in the strength of our love. We have to believe in the strength of it because it is a divine part of us. We screw it up with how we think, but nonetheless, its still source is of a divine origin. Okay, and so, excuse me. You go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you understand energetics and physics a lot better than a lot of people. So I would like for you, if you can, to explain why energetically or based on physics, why that is important to believe and get out of the negativity and the fear.
Well, worshiping fear.
You know, what energetically, what on the molecular level, there's something that makes, you know, happens when you get in fear and when you don't believe or when your beliefs are off.
Well, you cut yourself from a certain vibration. Okay, well, this is my theory. Now, it's not very sophisticated, but it's pretty cool. If you look in all of life is structured in amino acids. So this takes the 22 amino acids to become a protein, and proteins are the basic block. And in those 22 amino acids, I believe that there is this thing that's called life. How the combination of two or maybe three of these enzymes are the driver that sparks life in proteins, which allows us to come into existence. So I believe that knowing that that exists, and to stop and realize that everything we see, hear, and look at on television and communications comes across to frighten us. Avian flu, swine flu, they shot a guy in Iran.
Yeah.
I mean, they ought to be, I had this big thing on television last night about some guy getting shot when 200,000 people are marching in the streets in Iran, and that goes on in Compton 400 times a day. Somebody invades somebody's house. It's crazy.
So what amino acids, if you had to pick, name those few that you think are the keys, what are they?
Well, I'm waiting on that. I'm waiting for my results. I mean, I'm still in the, this has been a 2.5 year project. And so
what are you doing?
I'm studying the amino acids and how they combine themselves. But nonetheless, let's get back to the point about people believing in their love. In order to stop the madness and quit being crazy, we have to figure that our love has value no matter what anyone does to it or with it. That there is a certain spiritual value of it that cannot be hurt, harmed, misplaced, damaged, nothing, because it is the divine source in us. That's the absolute truth. Okay, so once you're not afraid of giving your love and not caught up in waiting for someone to return it, then you all of a sudden enter a conscious level of how to appreciate what you're doing and how to be smarter about it, how to be more effective and efficient in what you call acts of kindness. Then it's just the choices you're going to make. Am I going to put myself in a fear-based psychology, and if at $250 a barrel for oil, I know I'm going to be there, quote-unquote, then you lose that fear. What controls us is the manipulation of us. And as we look at 2010 and the election year, the oil companies, if everyone bands together in coalitions, because I'm reasonably political, Eva, but I am in a place now where I have to choose the fight I'm going to fight with what I believe to be love, what I believe about that love, the choices that I make, and prayer, willful conscious intent, and how I intend to succeed. Because I believe that that great shift in the next 2 to 3 years will be determined in the conversations in the political arena, in the political arena of the United States of America running, or you will see a revolution, the rise of a third party and a revolution in this country.
I think it's close with what's going on in California.
Why? What's going on in California?
Well, you know, there's no money. The state has nothing, and then people are going to start fighting about it. You know, why don't we have any money? What are we going to do? You know, all the states are going to start doing that. All the states are going to start losing money. People are going to have to do something other than fight for materialism. Anyway, I have to go back to this. Now, I think that amino acid, you know how I am. That's one of my passions, the minerals, amino acids, the way the body and the mind work. I have to go back there. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. So with the frequencies increasing, because we have more awake people today than ever before in the history of time at the same time.
Well, not ever before, but in this particular, this last 125,000 years, I would say yes.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I constantly see people depressed and bipolar and OCD and ADHD, and I'm convinced that it has something to do with frequencies, resonant frequencies, and the things that you put in your body. Does that make any sense?
Sure, how could it not? I mean, that's called the HARP conspiracy. If you look at the HARP conspiracy and chemtrails, if you look at those conspiracies and you look at what what the Germans used fluoride for. We put fluoride in all our drinking water, and they tell us this so that it'll affect our teeth, keep them from getting cavities. Well, that concept came from Nazi Germany, and fluoride acts as a depressant on the nervous system to keep people calm. Interesting, huh?
Yes, it is. In fact, that brings up another question, and I want to go back to this mineral, and you know, that's the thing. I'm fascinated with that.
All you're doing, Eva, is trying to get off of me out of those 22 amino acids, the three that I believe hold, how do you compositely structure life coming from that spiritual world into a chemical structure in this world? Well, I know, but you know, you got to work a lot harder to get it off of me than this little cheap run.
Is taurine one of them?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
I have insufficient data to make a quantitative statement concerning the outcomes of the study.
Well, you know what that means. That means you got to come back when it's done.
Well, maybe, but I'm pretty close. I can tell you that.
So I heard something just today about the HARP, and we'll see if it happens or not. Roy told me just today that tomorrow's the 21st, that they're supposed to bump up the HARP a lot over the next 2 weeks. So
why would they pick the 21st? Why would they pick the summer solstice as the date by which to do it?
I'm just telling you what Roy told me.
But there's a lot of
going on.
There's a lot of experiments that go on like that, but they pick. I have noticed a trend that they pick a lot of the pagan mythology and a lot of the occult mythologies to determine these, like 9/11, to determine these dates, calling this like 9/11. Here's your phone call, America.
Interesting. So what can people, because, you know, if they bump up those frequencies, it's going to send out waves, and that's going to affect people's nervous systems. What can people do for that?
Well, it's already doing that. They're already doing that. Okay, you have to change the frequency. You have to, how most of that stuff really works, how most of it really works is when you set a harmonic, it sets off a series of chemical reactions in the brain, and the frequency and the pulse and the harmonic of that, as it synchronizes or harmonizes with the electromagnetic field and harmonies in the brain, can control, excite, and depress. Okay, so how they would bump this up and why they would bump this up, I mean, this is all German. The Germans did this stuff, began this stuff. The Germans were the early researchers, this in Vienna, and, you know, it goes back to long before Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud. But the Germans have developed this theory of mind control and electronics, and they call it the HARP system for conspiracists, but I don't know if that's what it is or not. But I do know that this stuff does happen. What you have to do is you have to make sure, you're taking your trace minerals. You have to take colloidal trace minerals. This is what you have to do to find those balances. You have to make sure you have magnesium, and the best way to put magnesium in your system is at the bottom of your feet, and it has to be topical, because magnesium is like an alchemist. It's one of the parts of the philosopher's stone, you know, one of the things you have to have in order to find balance. The other is some form of colloidal silver, depending on how much inflammation and internal damage is being done. The next most important thing that they have to pay attention to is their pH. And the number one thing is to become an expert in testing your pH. And that's just like if you own an aquarium, you put litmus paper in there, it comes up a color. If the color is too dark or green or too bright or green, then what happens is it kills everything in there because it develops bacteria. Well, in the human body, most illnesses and diseases and cancers can exist when a body's pH balanced. I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of them cannot. So it becomes paramount. The other thing is how much sodium, your sugar intake and your sodium intake. And I'm not saying maybe people eat too much salt, Eva. What I'm saying is sodium, because this is what is the sodium is what's drying out, dehydrating and inflaming so many parts of the body. And then not
eating. That's what I wanted to hear about. Interesting. Thank you.
So the other stuff I was talking about wasn't interesting to you.
Hey, don't do that to me.
What? That's what you're saying?
Well, you've already told me you're not going to tell me the other stuff, so I moved on. Now I have another question. Why do you say the magnesium needs to go in the bottom of your feet? I've never heard that before.
Well, because if you look at zone therapy, and the bottom of your foot represents the liver, the kidneys, the lungs. That's why they massage them, each of those things, in what's called zone therapy or massage therapy in the foot. So I believe in the energetics, and I believe that since I need magnesium, I was going to go give you the seventh and the eighth thing, and then I'll go back to the magnesium.
Okay.
The seventh thing that people, that they, oh God, I see how to say that because I don't want to tell people what to do.
We're just giving information, that's all.
Yeah, but if you follow it, then you find harmony, and you can perceive better the new world that's being created around you. You have a better understanding of it. You know, and And I use this stuff. This is what I do, because I can tell where the pH is in my body, and I can tell what's wrong with it. But I can always use that energetic to measure how perceptive I'm going to be. You know, how much I'm perceptive, because to lose the fear is to know that nobody dies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that never happens, and I don't care what anybody tells anybody, nobody's going to die. And whoever tells you that you're going to die, that's both a liar or a fool. One of those two things. So then once you get past that, it's all about living this life. And in living this life, it's about trying to figure out how to do good things, how to be supportive of people, and how to care as we're in this turbulent period. Because this is what's going to bond us together to create a third identity in America, not a two-party system, but another party system. You know, it'll rise out of it. I know it will, because people are like me and like you. We care about it, and we care about what's happened in the world, and we care about all the things that are happening in the world, but what we care most about is how do we protect ourselves and our children, and how do we improve the quality of the life in the world we're living in. So, I mean, I focus mostly on that part of it. And I don't want to tell people, I mean, magnesium is really, 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 really important.
Okay.
So I'll stop there.
All right. You're just the one person that I know in the world that has the same interest as that is. I love to pick your brain. I'm sorry, dear.
Well, we just study the same things, though, Eva. I mean, we look at the same things because we know that these are, it's like a friend told me, there are secret rivers in the body. And there are secret rivers. And when you start to learn about those secret rivers and what they need and how they function in them, then it changes your whole life. You lose the fear about so many illnesses that you normally think you're going to have. You lose the fear about them.
Yeah. Another thing I want to ask you, Danny, you know as well as anybody else that you're one of the most accurate psychics in the world. Now, what boxes remain?
Well, the boxes remain now is the settlement. The biggest thing is the settlement of what Jerusalem is. I mean, if the Catholic Church would have to have set up in the last 9 years, according to the visions, they would have to set up a state within a state. They would have had to have regained a certain identity as a religious order or a non-profit with the ability to have extended visas in Jerusalem. Okay? I believe...
I have a question. What do you mean? I'm sorry, Daniel, but you know stuff that I don't know and I'm so interested. The Catholic Church has the visas?
Yeah. In order to... Yeah, but I write about it all the time. I've been doing this, even why I got to be such a great psychic, quote unquote, was because I saw visions when I was on the other side. Mm-hmm. And because I saw those boxes of knowledge, and Paul, we wrote them down in the book as simple as I could. I mean, they're far more elaborate than what we wrote in the book, but that's an amazing probable possibilities of what's going on and what's going to happen. So in order for the rise between where we come to the point where it's a battle for the souls of men, we're either at world war or world peace. We sit today on the borders between a world war and a world peace. And if you look at Jerusalem, and you look at Iran, and you look at the Middle East, and you look at nuclear, and you look at Pakistan, that's nuclear, and you see what is a world about to come apart at the seams. It's about to come apart. And so if I look at the timeline, there would have to be the Catholic Church would have to have a legitimate foothold in Jerusalem. They probably own 40% of the landmass. The Catholic Church probably owns 40% of the landmass of Jerusalem.
I did not know that.
And now they have to have in order to make their system work. These are just old sorcerers, Eva. These are the same old people that centuries after centuries do this. They pass the legacy on. But they have to reestablish the church as the Holy Roman Empire. It's one of the concepts. But here's how they've never been able to do it. There was a section of Jerusalem, which is where the Last Supper was held, that under the Prince of Naples negotiated with the Ottoman Empire in around 1310. The Catholic Church, after they had been expelled after the Crusades, the Catholic Church cut a deal for what was called the Franciscan Compound, Recinta. They have been trying since 1310, based on this agreement, to get legitimate religious credentials. And in that means that they could have a visa that they could stay in the country more than 6 months. It's how the Israelis have kept the church, Catholic Church, from reestablishing this. And they were called there's been 11, you can look all this up on the Israeli website. It's called Partnerships Agreements. And you can trace it for 30 years. And what I believe has happened is the original cardinal who began this negotiations got in the 60s, because when they were getting really close, when the Catholic Church was getting really close to sealing this pact, the Israeli government went and bulldozed down the House of the Last Supper, and they leveled the entire place so that there was no livable quarters, and then they limited the Catholic Church's ability to get work visas.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Watch how wild this gets. It was Pope Benedict the 14th when he was a German cardinal who began this negotiations, Rasburger. And now here he is going to the Holy Land, and he held three places. He held open masses, and one of those places was at the site of the Franciscan compound. Now, I believe, and I can't find it in the documents, but I'm looking, I believe that he gained that right back under the Freedoms Agreement, you know, because when the last pope went there, the Israelis somehow scammed their way out of signing the piece of paper. But if that's happened, then we are about to see, with Tony Blair, we're about to see a transformation in the Middle East of the power to negotiate a settlement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, which the world believes, other than Americans occupying Holy Land where the oil is, those are the only reasons why anybody's fighting.
I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
Which part?
All of it. I mean, that's why I like to talk to you, because you know so much.
Well, it's not that I know so much. It's just that, for me, Eva, when you get struck by lightning and you go through this stuff, you know, and you know me because we're like good friends, but when you go through this stuff, I'm obsessive compulsive. I cannot have something happen to me that I will not study it with all my heart and soul to understand it. I can't just have things happen to me and just walk away from it. It's what makes being married to Catherine, and when we wrote The Secrets, and when she created Kinetic Magazine, and she's the brains behind Danyon, that gets about 4 million people a year that come and visit us and stay. And I'm really thankful, but that's the point about Kat's very sane, and I do the research. I can't help it.
She's grounded.
No, and beautiful and magnificent. But I'm pretty grounded too, Eva.
I'm not denying that. I have some steps about that. I didn't know that. So what else? What are the other boxes that we need to watch?
Well, the other is about health care. The battle for the souls of men has begun. It will be in health care. As we watch this new national insurance program roll out, it'll be the same or worse than the prescription drug program. And it will be one of the most horrible things in the world, and I think that people will rebel. See, where they got us mostly afraid is terrorism. You never know when you can be attacked, so you have to give up all your freedom. And then number two, your health care, taking care of yourself, taking care of your children, and looking after your parents. Okay, now this is the battle. This is where they got you everywhere. And the other is food supply. And if you look at Bill, I think it's 4927, if you want to grow a garden, if this bill passes 4927 or 4729, it's one of those. If this bill passes, then if you want to grow a garden in your backyard and you don't use, you have to pay $500 and you have to use fertilizer.
You're kidding.
No, you can read it yourself. And you cannot have it, and the word organic will have to go out of existence, and the fact that you have to put on a label that this is a genetically modified product will be eliminated, whereas now they have to. That will be eliminated in the bill. So I'm going to do an email blast out of it, and I hope everybody else, you know, that has good sense puts an email blast out about it. I have three things I'm going to push really, really hard. You know, and one of them is this bill about stopping gardens, stopping them, and making
them. So we wouldn't even be able to have a garden in our backyard.
$500? Pay $500, and you had to use the right fertilizer. You can't use compost. They're going to outlaw compost and manure. The stuff that we've been using forever is going to be outlawed.
Oh, well, it has me all worked up, Daniel.
Why?
I don't know. Does I have a garden in my backyard, baby?
Cost you $500. But
when
you know, these are
start if it passes.
Well, the bills now, they'll come back this summer. I mean, everybody's on summer break; they'll come back. And the other is acupuncture for Medicare.
What do you mean?
I think that's $467. A bill before the Congress that gets acupuncturists paid to treat Medicaid and Medicare. Think about what acupuncture, Eva, and the right meridian that someone would do for a person with arthritis that's on Medicare. Look at lower back pain. It's proven in replicated outcome trials over and over again it does this. And it's cheaper than drugging them.
So what does the bill say?
The bill makes it that acupuncturists, qualified acupuncturists, can bill Medicaid for services rendered.
So it sounds like a good thing to me.
What? You should back it with your soul. You put it out to everybody there is there, and I will put all this up on Daniel next week. But we have to stop this crap, Eva. Here we are in the spiritual vein, and here we are. Most of us are broken, starving, and going through the crisis that we're going through. But that does not stop us from recognizing and representing our power. It does not.
Absolutely.
And this is where we take a stand. It's all about love. It's about what we believe about our love, and we believe our love can make a difference. Because there's a divine part of us that flows through us, that's always with us, and we're trying to express that divine part more than we're worshiping fear. Screw them. And then we pick the subject matters that we believe in, and we constantly put pressure about our opinions through the emails, through mail, through letters, through petitions, and we start making our voices heard. This is crazy. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
And so when you read a bill like that, when, you know, I will probably read 90% of all of them because I'm obsessive compulsive and I think I might miss something. you know how I am. Then I look at these things and 85% of everybody listening and 1 million people who come back and listen to this, or 10 million people, think the same things we think. we just look at it a little different from them. We're all cosmonauts. But we can make a difference.
Yeah. We have to do that, and we can, just by merely changing our thoughts and belief system.
Well, it's changing the intent. Why are we doing it? See, that's why Cadet, when we wrote, the other thing too is in jewels. I mean, if people out there are thinking about buying some good, inexpensive books, go to Amazon.com and buy Jewels for the Soul, Cat's Book on Affirmations, and Secrets of the Light by Cat and myself. I believe that they're grounded books to show you first what Eva and I have been babbling about all night, but how it's structured and how to look at it. Okay, and the other part about this is electronic medicine. The medical paradigm as we know it today in the next 4 years will basically have passed away because we will be explaining things energetically. The very moment that the bond energetically is created between what a pill is and what it does in your body, since it's all energy, it's not just physical science and physics anymore, Eva, it's quantum theoretical mechanical application.
This, I'm with you, then. When's your new book coming out? Is it out yet?
All right, Secrets is out. And the new one, Secrets of the Light and Jewels for the Soul. Those are the two books that are out. Saved by the Light is out in reprint. You can go to Danyon.com. And look at all that. I recommend all of those books, but everybody's budget is where everybody's budget is.
So, I'm still curious about these boxes more, Danny, because you're so accurate about your predictions about what's to come. What are some?
No, Spirit was accurate about it.
Okay,
remember
yes,
this, Eva.
Spirit, you interpreted them right.
I interpret them, and then I've watched 34 years of watching this stuff. And looking for it, because the other day, Kat and I must have 20 nifty notebooks, sparrow notebooks of information, of equations and books and quotes and things that I wrote. And I put them in a box and I can't find the box. I was out digging, and I'm in Aiken, you know, because I always like to come home for the summer. And I was outside digging in there, trying to find them, because I know there's more and more stuff of than that. But the next is looking at energetic medicines, looking at holistic therapies. Science, pill pushers are going to have to, Eva, explain themselves to people how it works energetically. This is where the trap's going to come. Because no one, when they say that this pill does this, this, and that, and you have to explain it in energy as opposed to compounds and chemical reactions, people are going to understand so much more about their own bodies and their own selves.
People ask the question, dude. I mean, God, I get so frustrated when I see somebody with congestive heart failure and diabetes, and I say, look, you need to look at your minerals. And go, oh, my doctor gave me this pill. Get so frustrated.
Yeah, but you know what? Wait, that ain't
the other thing.
But wait a minute. That ain't none of our business. I mean, I don't give a. I don't care. Listen, I don't. That means a person is stupid. If you look at the side effects of whatever drugs you're taking, and you look at the side effects, you'll know the diseases that your children are going to have, or that you're going to have in 20 years from now.
That's right.
Okay, well, anybody who does that is crazy. I have great doctors. I have absolutely great doctors. They're anal retentive and allopathic, okay? But they're great doctors. But I listen to the pills they give me, and I will study them and take the ones that I think are good, and then I find a complementary alternative one, because looking at statins and looking at cholesterol and all that ballyhoo they talk about it, red rice yeast works as well as any drug, any statin that they have.
Yeah, so does niacin. Speaking of Abram Hoffer died the other day.
Who?
Abram Hoffer, the father of orthomolecular medicine that did all that niacin research, B vitamin research.
Well, may his soul travel gleefully and lovingly through the heavens.
Yeah, good man.
May he be blessed this day, and may he remember how much fun he brought us in worrying about how to keep blood flow. All right, so energetic medicine, and finally, alien contact.
What about that?
Well,
I don't know a thing about. Tell me about that.
Well, but that's the. I don't either. But that's the last. That's the last thing. How the boxes. How we become so consciously aware of not being alone that it changes. They give us something new to be afraid of. But people have to understand we're at world war or world peace. And that's where we are. And whichever ones we're going to be there, conversations like tonight, I hope, lead us toward it. And I hope people come to Danyon.com and to Kinetics Magazine and the Twilight Brigade, Eva. Because here is a family. I have a large group in Atlanta area and all over in 20 states. I just wish people would come and pay attention and get involved in programs where together we can have these kind of conversations and we can make the world safer. I mean,
guys,
children and grandchildren.
Do you guys have a sign-up list where they can get an email copy of that magazine?
Yeah, and it just has to go there. And you can go to Danyon and go to Kinetics. It's all flashing and banners and stuff on the page. Just go to Danyon and come explore my world and our mind and cat's world, you know, and see all the stuff that we're doing, because I'm going to start a revolution, Eva. I am not going to let this, you know, they can't scare me with death, and I am not going to let this stuff go unchallenged. I'm not going to do it, and neither are most of us.
Yep, I'm going to help you do whatever I can anyway.
Well, you just have to keep being your wonderful, slightly off-balance self.
It's those minerals, you know. I got off minerals for a long time. Now I'm back and I'm doing
good. Yay!
All right. So I'm going to get, we got about 20 minutes left, and you can talk about what you want to talk about, and I won't change the subject and ask you more questions.
We have 20 minutes?
Yeah. Is that good?
Oh, hey, that's fabulous.
25 minutes. Yeah.
Well, that's fabulous. So, what would you like to talk about? Do you want to go back to those amino acids?
I love that. I had that near-death experience kind of thing, and when I woke up, I became obsessed with resonance and minerals and signaling. And stuff.
What do you mean near-death kind of experience thing?
Well, because it happened in my sleep. I didn't have to die and get struck by lightning like you. It just happened in my sleep.
Well, that made you mean you were smarter than me.
Read the Agape book, you know. It's about you, after all, most of it. And how you got me where I was going.
Well, I don't know exactly where that is, but I'm really happy about it.
You changed my life, buddy. You did. You changed my life.
For better?
Yeah. You know, waking up, going to sleep one night, and having never heard of Danyon Brinkley or the word enlightenment or near-death experience, to, you know, being a fundamental Baptist walking around and waking up the next morning and knowing you like my brother, you tell me where that came from.
It came from you being the divine, sweet, slightly off-kiltered individual with wonderment, joy, and beauty.
Well, I know I had the wonderment, that's for sure, because I'm OCD like you. So, yeah, I want to know about those amino acids. I study it all the time, Danyon. I study it all the time. So
well, but this is what we're all trying to do, though, Eva. We have to get informed. And, like, when you look at the 2012 thing and you look at proper diet, people have to stop. Prevention, if this is my biggest driving factor, that we're going into national health care, everybody, and it'll be the biggest scam ever to happen for the best reason we could possibly try and have it.
Now, tell me why it's going to be a scam. Tell the listeners
because
why.
It'll be the government. I mean, it'll be the government. It'll be people trying to control business. It'll be about the government competing with other. With other insurance providers, which theory it says it will drive down the price of the insurance. But governmental bureaucracies never do that. They become like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. and then they eventually grow into a point that they destroy the economic model. And this is what's going to happen. So we have to look at complementary and alternative medical policy, but what we have to push is convention. We have to push integration, but we have to look at prevention. And people have to do this, because if you don't do it, like you said, the people that frustrate you about they're just taking those pills, I don't care. I don't care what people do. My heart goes out to them for being stupid, but I don't care. I care about those of us who are trying. Those of us who are putting out, are really secretly and really openly and really spiritually seeking an answer. That's who I care about. I don't care what the rest of them do.
I'm curious, I'd also like to know about the alien box. Now, what did you, I know that a picture is a million words, and it, I know that when you come to things like the afterlife, it's hard to put in words. I'd like to know what the best you can that you saw.
About what?
That's got to be coming, alien con, so that the average person can see. I mean, I know they're here, and I know they show their
I'm missing. Who are we talking about?
The aliens.
Well, there was two types in the vision. There was two types. There was extraterrestrial and interdimensional. You have to live under the concept that we live in a multiple universe. We know that the multi-universe theory creates this concept that we are living in multiple dimensions at the same time. The only thing that did for me was let me know why I was so tired when I woke up in the morning. Okay, and so that I believe that to be the absolute truth, no, unequivocally, no question, you know, without any problem. So
how will they present to the world? Is there
going to it's the world already knows it. It's doing it now. Look. I said this would happen in 1976. I said this would happen in 2008. 1976. Okay, and people call me up and say, Daniel, where's the UFOs and all that? You know, when's one going to land? You said back in 1996 at some convention. Well, okay. In 2008, the Catholic Church went against a 1,000-year-old policy to say that they believe that there are other forms of life in the universe. The Catholic Church.
I didn't know that either.
Okay. Now, Britain, all these countries I'm about to name have for the last 50 years said they did no research. They did no research on extraterrestrial craft. And they have released 20 million pages. Germany, Britain, Spain, Mexico, Brazil, Iran.
I know France.
Norway, and France. Eight countries who said heretofore, these are Western countries, these are people who have trained pilots. Two astronauts in the last 6 weeks have categorically said they had seen unidentified flying objects when they were landing on the moon. Three more astronauts say that they've taken pictures and seen these craft, and without any question, they knew that America had no craft like it.
Interesting.
So this has all happened in 2008, like I said, but in the next couple of years, it will become imperative for us to realize that these beings exist so we won't kill ourselves.
Well, you know, one thing that I've noticed, my kids, when they watch cartoons, you know, when we were young, you never saw anything about consciousness and intention and things like that. My kids are watching cartoons now that teach them intention and consciousness and other life forms working together. It's on the television every weekend. It's coming from somewhere.
No, the bridge is being reached across. I mean, come on, everybody. You look, we are seeing all movies about spirituality. A lot of them are drama-based, fear-based, death and dying and all that business. But they slowly open this consciousness. I'm only afraid they're going to try to make aliens, who I don't know whether they're as peaceful or they're warmongering, to try to make them some kind of an enemy. But the fact that there are aliens in this world and that there are other people other than us, and you keep fighting, and you keep fighting each other instead of uniting, then whatever you have coming, you have it coming. And what I decided to do, what I decided to do is to take care of my own, pay attention, keep putting the information out there, and putting as much love and as much hope and as much service as I can. I'm a hospice volunteer, you know that. And, you know, I've been a hospice volunteer 31 years. You know, I've never left death. I've been in death every day, even since it all began. And I try to look at these things. I know everything about death. The things I don't know about is why that, how much gasoline does a UFO have in it? And would somebody please let me drive one? I come from South Carolina, you know, Darlington Speedway. I like to take it down to Daytona Beach and see what it'll do.
Well, talking about your hospice, that reminds me of a conversation we had the other day when y'all were here. Your bed. What's going on with your bed?
Well, I'm building two new models. You know, I think prototype number 14.
And what do they do, Daniel? How does it work when somebody's allowed, when they go on the market, what will somebody get?
Well, they won't ever go on the market. It won't be like that. The program, the bed, the Clin-E, or the dream incubation system, is no more important than the other six steps, Eva. It's what I wrote about in Saved by the Light. There had to be a place where the universe, where spirituality could create, where that it would intercede in stress was the front for it. But, you know, God's up to something else. But the opening was to intercede in stress. And the definition of stress in the original vision was that stress is what happens when you let something get between you and the recognition of your own divinity. And so there was an 8-step program. The first and the seventh, the first and the last was the same room. It's like a review. And then people went through a series of steps, and at 3/4 of the way through it, there came the bed, the Clin-E, the conscious shifter. And yet that's what people locked on. But the program is the centers. They never told me to do one piece of it, Eva. They put it in place. It works like this. You have to do this, this, and this, and this is what will happen. Well, in the early years of working with Raymond and working in the early construction of the bed, because I knew it would never reach full power until our systems of communication were digital. June 12th, we became digital.
Wow.
And so now these models I'm building, since it has to operate off a direct current, the devices can't operate off an alternating current. It must operate off a direct current. So it's modifying transformers and modifying circuit systems and stuff like that. But I believe this is my theory. I don't know as much as they know. I just know how to build it. I believe that it sets as you prepare a person through the first stages. You know, the biofeedback, the sense of control, the massage, you know, the analysis, the Q analysis, a quantitative electronic analysis of their systems and bodies. So if you need potassium and magnesium, you know, whatever the deficiency is in that body or how allergenic it is, so you can compensate for those things, because you don't need people to jog around a block. You don't need them to learn to breathe properly. I mean, they have to exercise their lymphatic system in the course of it. And then to get back in touch with themselves in a safe environment, you know, and then the bed, the Clin-E. And I took it from Asclepios' dream incubation, because he put a bed and he put a bunch of snakes down and he put people to lay in beds of snakes, and the serpents represented Sophia, wisdom, and people would dream incubate. So I called it that. It's just something I came up with. And what it does is it sets in motion a system using negative ionization, using the positive charged pieces of equipment, because they're going to put out positive energy, to create a field volt of current so it can, so the pattern can be manipulated as a full body. You know, it's a standard body, that that field volt of current, like control static. And that you could bend and allow that person's ethereal self or astral body to travel. And if going through the first parts of the program and talking it through the first parts of the program, you really know what that person's interest in, what's holding them and what's keeping them back. And so once you've had them prepared and they've made their, they've written their letter to wherever it is they're going, you know, part of the program, and they've settled into that bed, then the system should allow them to escape the intentions and the training and the things that they focused on to seek to be resolved. They should be able to travel there. Now, after trying this in various versions over the last 20 years, I've probably had 194 different programs. I mean,
different what?
Programs of how to come to using the clinique. But 166 of those, I have been extremely successful. So I believe that now that we are digital, I can increase those odds. One of the best ones was, what's that lady? Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 90s, Joan Rivers had Raymond and I on a radio, on her television show. And she was wonderful. She's a little weird, but she, I mean, a little strange, but she was wonderful. And she had Raymond on, and Raymond was telling her about what we were doing, and she says, wow, and you know, I don't know if I believe that. I said, well, come on down. I mean, you know, it's in Alabama, it isn't in Kilimanjaro, you know, come on down. And so she came down to Raymond's, and she brought a little crew. It was really wonderful, and she is a sweet, I mean, you know, she's got that tough side to her, but this is a baby cake. And so she came, and she went through the program, and she got on the bed. And she said, and it's 42 minutes. I don't know why, you know, but that's what it is, 42 minutes. When she got off the bed, she had seen her husband, and because he had committed suicide, but she wasn't interested in that. And she said that she went to California to Melissa's house, that's her daughter, and she saw her taking a shower, and she saw what Melissa had laid out on the bed to wear. And she's just telling everybody that, and she's just, everybody's, Raymond's trying to analyze it, and you know me, I'm just laughing. I said, well, let's call her up. I mean, cut the camera on. Yeah, it's all on film. So cut the camera on. Let's call. She called Melissa. She said, Melissa, what were you doing 20 minutes ago? She said, I was taking a shower. And she said that. She had seen her taking a shower. And she said, and what are you wearing today? She said, I can't remember exactly. But she said, I'm wearing that white dress. I think it was a pink top and the belt that her mother had given her, which is the belt that Joan had given Melissa. All this is on tape. It was filmed with Joan telling the camera crew what she saw on the bed. And then picking the phone up unrehearsed and her calling with a microphone on the phone and her calling and asking Melissa, and it was perfect.
Interesting, maybe. Daniel, I let us go over at 9:06, so we got to go. But it's resonance. That's the key, right? To bed, resonance?
Harmonic resonance.
Okay, harmonic.
That's second good. Harmonic resonance. All right, I love you very much. I appreciate talking to you. I thank you very much.
You're fabulous, honey. Danyon.com, and he's got a new book coming out with his fabulous wife, Kat.
Secrets of the Light. Thank you.
Good night, buddy.
Good night. Love you. Bye.
Hi, this is Elliot Dasher, author of Integral Health. Integral Health. Integral Health. You can hear me and others speaking about consciousness and health. Just tune in every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. to Infinite Consciousness with Eva Harris.